I'm Roger Bingham. I'm director of the Science Network. This is the third annual stem cell meeting on the Mesa, although, as Duane will know, I'm going to protest and say that it's the fourth. The launch meeting of the Science Network, which was here at the Salk Institute in October of 2004, a month before Proposition 71. I always think of being as the first one of those things, and we were fortunate to have a stellar cast of people, including one of them who did very well from his experience and is now president of the CIRM, Alan Trounson. We also did a meeting with the Days of Molecular Medicine, and I ran a panel there and was delighted to have worked with Ken Chen, who's back as a keynote today, so that's wonderful. There's a couple of things about the Science Network that I just wanted to mention. If you get a chance to go and look at our website, which is www.thesciencenetwork.org, you will see there's a flash page which shows a candle. And it says that what we're basically in the business of is we endorse Carl Sagan's quote of science as a candle in the dark. So we make programs to make more light, essentially, and that's what we're in the business of. And that actually goes back to the 16th century philosopher Francis Bacon, who also wrote a wonderful utopian novel called The New Atlantis, in which he talked about the effecting of all things possible. He talked about merchants on his utopia who were not selling any other commodity. I know you have businesses here, but they were not selling any other commodity than light, by which he meant the light of understanding. His people on Atlantis he regarded as being merchants of light, and I hope this is a room full of merchants of light who are interested in lighting candles in the dark. The format is quite simple. Ken's going to lead off, then each of the panels will be as interactive as I can get them. I'd like the audience to be as involved as possible, so we're all the working party that's put this together. So I will be probably running amongst you with a microphone and sticking it in your face and getting you to sort of respond to all of this stuff. We're going to kick off, as I said, with Ken Chen, but let me just first of all mention, have Louis Coffin say something about why this is now called the Sanford Consortium. Basically, there was already note paper that said SDCRM or SCRM, so what was required was a donor whose name began with an S. And we've been extraordinarily fortunate in finding Denny Sanford, who had the right initial for this and the right heart for this. And Louis Kaufman will now say a few words about Denny.